Good morning, folks. Jeremy Larkin here, host of the St. George Real Estate Morning Drive. It is also kind of a special week because it's the Cedar City Real Estate Morning Drive. We're actually going to do something unique. We haven't even told our folks here at Blue Form Media. We're doing a twofer. Jesse Paul, welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Guys, we are combining forces, the St. George and Cedar City Real Estate Morning Drive, for the week of March, whatever it is. The last week of March, 2024. And the reason for this, guys, is that we have kind of a pretty special episode today where a lot of our listeners out there have heard about a National Association of Realtors Commissions lawsuit. And buyers and sellers are wondering, how does this affect me? Am I going to pay more for a home? Am I going to pay less for a home? Am I going to pay more for commissions? Am I going to pay less for commissions? Did this dissolve the real estate industry as we know it? We're going to answer those questions. We have to. And we have to do this on one show. And we're only going to do it on one show. I mean, it's going to come up later.
Yeah, right? It's going to come up again. But we really want to try to address it full on right now. Because it just happened this last week, right? What was it? Friday it was announced?
Yeah. So this is kind of a landmark situation, right? Biggest change that will have happened in probably 50 years in terms of transacting real estate as a real estate agent. And then in terms of how real estate commissions are handled for you as a buyer or seller, right? We're going to talk about it, all right? This is Cedar City and St. George Real Estate Morning Drive, last week of March 2024. I'm Jeremy Larkin, host of the program. We are with the Larkin Group Home Selling Team, Keller Williams Realty, all of the legal disclosures, my goodness.
And you are great today.
If I were in Nevada, I would have to say NW, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and a bunch of numbers. We are far less regulated than them and far more regulated, as Jesse has learned,
than other states.
You know, Jesse, this is fun. Jesse Paul is my business partner. He's here with us in the studio at the Blue Form Media Studios. All right, Jesse, this is actually a fun transition, but let's segue in this way.
Okay.
All right. So you were recently purchasing real estate in the state of Oklahoma.
Yes. I actually closed either today or tomorrow officially.
Purchasing what? What are you purchasing?
A single family home, a rental property. It'll be my second rental, actually.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So and why would you go out there? And then we're going to walk into the
cash flow. It's more difficult here in Southern Utah to find a property that will actually cash flow.
Yeah.
So out there, I can buy a property, put a tenant in it, and make a few $100 a month.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. And look, real estate is such an incredible investment vehicle because over time, we see something called appreciation.
Yeah.
You pay the principal balance down and the home appreciates. And if you put a tenant in the home, a complete stranger to you makes the monthly payment. Yeah. This is a game we can play forever, couldn't we?
Yep. Well, and that's why I'm doing it. I'm not doing it because it's a great time or anything. I'm doing it for future wealth.
Yes.
You know, the tax benefits that come with it and where, like, real estate's what I know.
Yes.
So why not? Why would I put my money other places that I don't know?
Well, I love this. And so Jesse is an active real estate agent. He's an active real estate investor. And we have shared our screen for today's show to talk about we're going to segue in like this. This is the NAR Commission's lawsuit that you're hearing about. You know, this thing was kind of, its inception was in the Midwest. And one of the things Jesse learned transacting real estate in Oklahoma.
What was it that I said? I said, okay, this makes more sense why this started in the Midwest.
Yeah, we're going to talk about where this came from, what it means for realtors, what it means for buyers and sellers. This is kind of fun. Jesse's doing this transaction in Oklahoma. They would make a change to the contract. And in the state of Utah, if I had the contract and then there was let's just say this, there's a contract that says, I as a buyer agree to pay you as a seller $450,000 with this much money as a down payment, as an earnest money. And here are the dates and here are the deadlines.
Yep.
And I'll close by this time. And then you might have an addendum that says, oh, and also addendum number one, I'm going to ask you as a seller to provide some concessions or make a repair. And then if there was a change on the heels of number one would be addendum.
Number two.
And if you wanted to renegotiate, then you'd have addendum.
Number three.
Well, every single change in the contract in the state of Utah requires a clean addendum.
A new addendum.
It's a very clean path. Okay.
Now, if you get too far in, right, you have to go through each one. It does make it a little more confusing,
busy.
But it's cleaner. It's it is definitely cleaner, even though it's
more paperwork.
Yeah, a lot more paperwork. For sure.
So this is where it gets kind of fun. Jesse gets down there to Oklahoma and they make some changes to the contract. He's like, where's the addendum? They don't send him addendum. What do?
They sent me the original addendum, the repair addendum, and then they redline it and we initial it.
They're literally like just making lines through the freaking addendum.
And it's pretty normal there because, I mean, the lender ended up accepting it. I didn't think they would, but they did.
Yeah. This is wild.
And so I said, wow, okay.
This is not something that we've heard of.
Yeah, I have never seen it before. Never seen it before.
It's fun. Okay. So look, we're not California. We're not Nevada and state of Utah. We're definitely not Oklahoma either. You know, kind of like we're less regulated than some. We're more regulated than others. So the inception of the lawsuit, I think, was in Missouri. And here's what happened. All right. An attorney goes out and says, look, granted, this is a high-powered, you know, attorney, right? Goes out, finds a couple of sellers. You know these lawsuits. If you've been affected by this drug, we want you to, you know, join the class action lawsuit. Goes out and they grab a couple of sellers out there in the Midwest and they say, hey, you know, were you really clear that you as the seller were paying the buyer's agents, the agent representing the buyer? Were you really clear you were paying their commissions, right? Well, I don't know if we were clear, right? And I think that NAR and Realtors and REMAX and Keller Williams and Century 21, I think all these guys were colluding to set standard fees. All right. There's a standard 6% commission is what they said. Okay. Well, they file this lawsuit and they start to sue the entire real estate industry in North America, guys. The entire industry.
Yep.
This wasn't like, hey, we wanted to talk to Jane Smith in Oklahoma City, operating principal or a managing broker who we think was the entire industry they sued. It's unthinkable. And they said, we think that you guys all colluded to set standard commissions, and we don't think it was clear that sellers were paying the buyer agent's commission. And while we're at it, they said, we think that buyers are paying too much for homes because commissions are baked into them. Okay. All right. And while we're at it, we think sellers are paying too much to sell their home. Okay. There's all these things.
Yeah.
Well, this thing gets legs. And not only did it get legs, it went to a federal level. And there's a $1.85 billion.
Yeah, that's big.
Win for the plaintiff. We heard interesting reports from the courtroom literally from people who are, anyway, it's a long story. We won't get into that on this show. Here's a fun part, Jesse. If you go to any city in America and you say, we're going to have a jury trial for the entire real estate industry, 1.6 million licensed realtors, billions upon billions in commissions over the last 50 years, right? And you say, hey, I have to grab a jury who doesn't have any knowledge of any of these major brokerages, REMAX, Keller Williams, Century 21, Coldwell Banker, Berkshire Hathaway.
Or any knowledge of how it actually works.
Yes, yeah. What are you going to end up with? You're going to end up with people who have never done what?
Sold real estate or bought real estate.
Correct. They've never bought or sold a home. Like, this is just my opinion, Jeremy Larkin, right? For the St. George and Cedar City Real Estate Morning Drive last week of March.
But what's not your opinion is the fact that the whole jury, none of them had bought a home or sold a home.
Is that factual?
Yeah, I think so. Hmm.
Did you love I said that was factual? And he said, yeah, I think so. You sound like one of the attorneys.
I think it is.
Okay. So he thinks it's factual, but that's okay. All right. So I would assume the same. All right.
that's the word that came down. Now, have I fact checked it?
No. Yeah. That's why I asked it was factual.
How would I even fact check that?
Yeah, you wouldn't. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You couldn't prove it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
So he's wound up. He's excited. Okay,
I'm actually not wound up, but
he's excited. So this thing goes $1.85 billion. Well, granted, no one has $2 billion, right? So all these brokerages start settling. Fine, we'll give you $30 million. Fine, we'll give you $50 million. So last week, the National Association of Realtors agreed on Friday to a $418 million settlement. All right. here's the challenge of settlements. When we look at settlements, we go, well, that's just a proof of guilt. Well, I'm going to tell you, having been in the world long enough and having been in real estate, which is a very contract law type environment, let me make a comparison. Your local tire shop, Big O Tire, it's not a contract dynamic, right? You go in, they fix your tires, they give you some. Yeah. Real estate is a contract environment. It's a legal environment, right? You with me?
A big one,
It's a big time legal environment. Settling is not an admission of guilt. Settling is like, look, when does this end? We could go on forever, as they said in the Sandlot. Well,
normally a class action lawsuit will go for years.
Yeah, it can go on for years.
And it didn't.
So let's look at these headlines. We're going to come back to this one because this is National Association of Realtors setting the record straight. Vox, what the National Association of Realtors settlement means for home prices, I'm going to tell you my opinion is nothing. Realtor lawsuit settlement unburdened sellers from heavy commissions. Do you think that's accurate, Jesse?
I don't.
Nope. Right? This goes on and on and on, right? And CNN had a headline that said, this is great right here. The 6% commission on buying or selling a home is gone after realtors agrees to a size settlement. Okay, here we go. Ready? There was never a 6% standard commission, right? What happened is there was kind of a market set, right? The market set about what people would pay for commissions.
Yeah, because actually some markets, when you take all of the commissions and average them out,
right,
is about 5.
Yeah.
So some markets are about 6. Some markets are actually more than that. Some markets are less than 5. So it's all over the board. There's no set commission.
But in markets, things kind of like find their way to market equilibrium.
They do. And we were talking about that this morning. I would wonder, okay, so if this is true that this has been collusion, are all of the gas stations going up St. George Boulevard colluding to set the price of gas?
Correct. That would mean you sue the entire gas station industry and say, you guys all got together and set gas rates within 10 cents of each other. Because
they're all the same price.
It's truly insane.
That's what I wonder, you know, because they all are pretty close. Just like all the commissions are pretty close.
Yeah. So there's just been a market set kind of equilibrium, right? So NAR came out. It's a beautiful article. Correcting the record. NAR does not set commissions. Okay. So let's talk about what is real and then what's going to happen. They came through and it says boards and associations of realtors. This is from the MLS listing antitrust compliance policy. Did anyone know there was an antitrust compliance policy for real estate associations? I did. Boards and associations of realtors and their MLSs shall not fix, control, recommend, or suggest the commissions or fees set for services. This was in writing, right? So I want to be clear.
And it's in our code of ethics too.
It's in our code of ethics. There was never an industry set standard. There was a market equilibrium suggested standard, right? That happened based on what was normal. So here's what's going to happen. All right, we can go into this, right? This is another excerpt from the handbook. The broker's compensation for services rendered in respect to any listing is solely a matter of negotiation between the broker and his client. And before we got on the air right here, I was on speakerphone negotiating with a seller in Cedar City whose home we're going to sell. I mean, it was less of a negotiation. It was, you know, we're friends and it was an agreement. We were talking about commission rates. Mm-hmm. On speakerphone, sitting in this studio. All right, here's what's going to happen. All these headlines suggest that home prices could come down because of commissions. Okay, first of all, guys, you could remove all of the fees entirely from real estate transaction. It would make about $100 a month difference in someone's typical payment in a typical market. The end.
Yeah.
Okay, number two, CNN saying the 6% commission's gone. There was never a 6% commission. Number three. Okay, so I don't think this is going to change home prices in any way. And here's why. Jesse, how many home sellers listening to our program today would say, oh my goodness, you mean we don't have to pay a buyer's agent a commission? Great, we'll just give it back to the buyer because we're feeling extra charitable today.
Zero.
Zero. You know, it is Easter. We've been thinking about Jesus. He was a great teacher of giving. I'll just give you the 3% commission back. Little Easter humor.
The funny thing about that is all parties, buyer and seller, both want to fight for that.
The
commission, right?
They want to fight for every dollar.
For every dollar, right? So, for instance, when somebody tries to sell their house on their own without an agent, the buyer will go in and try to negotiate and wipe out whatever commissions they're saving.
Correct. Watch the offer. Let's pay a scenario. Scenario. Buyer calls seller behind closed doors, mm-hmm. off record. Hey, why don't we eliminate, I don't have an agent. Or they'll come to us as a listing agent. Yep. I don't have an agent. So can you sell me that $475,000 home for $450,000 and I won't bring an agent, or $460,000? Yeah. Here's a question. How does a seller benefit by the buyer not having their own legal representation and the seller giving the commission that the buyer's agent was going to get paid back to the buyer? They don't. This is why this will not change home prices in any way, shape, or form, because sellers are not going to give the commission back to buyer. Because let me say something, because we're going to run out of time. This would paint a scenario where you would have a seller represented by a listing agent. The buyer would come in, say, I'm not represented. So now the buyer is at risk of having no legal protection mm-hmm. whatsoever, negotiating with an agent who is representing the person they're negotiating mm-hmm. against. Yep. And expect the seller to in turn give them their commission back. This doesn't, you know, it really hurts.
And that's actually normal. That is what typically will happen when they don't have an agent.
Correct. What's going to happen, guys, in this reality of this? They're going to uncouple commissions. There will no longer be on the multiple listing services thing where it says, we're offering agents representing buyers X commission. That'll be gone from the MLS. What these media outlets are trying to suggest is that part of the commission's gone. It's not.
No, it's...
Agents will still represent buyers. They will still ask sellers to pay a commission of some kind. And you know who it really hurts? It's going to hurt first-time buyers. Yep. If
about
sellers...
About 30% of the market are the buyers, right? The first-time home buyers or just the people that don't really have a lot of money.
Yeah.
They don't have that extra money to go pay their own representation.
They're not going to write a $10,000 check.
I think that's originally why this system...
Here's Jesse, created. You just nailed it. Here's why the system has worked forever. The seller could put their home on the market, mm-hmm. pay not a single dime to an agent to get it ready, to produce all the marketing, do all the marketing, do all the showings, handle all the negotiations, all the paperwork, all the way to closing. And at closing, out of the equity they had in their home, they would pay the agent. And the buyer, who doesn't have $10,000 laying around to pay an agent, their agent was paid out of the proceeds of the sale. It was a system that worked brilliantly.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool?
It is. And it worked for a long time.
So here's what I'm going to reiterate again. Buyer and listing agent commissions are going to be uncoupled in the multiple listing service. If you as a seller are thinking, I'm not going to have to pay commissions anymore, I think you need to think again. And I want to tell you something really great. I met with my friends at Sunwood Homes yesterday. Such a great conversation. They're builder developers. I've worked with them for 5 years. They sell in bulk. Like, they're selling 20, 30, 40 units a year. Do you think they asked if buyer agent commissions went away?
They know.
It didn't even cross their mind. They just said, this is just going to be a new form of how they understand it, because they deal. I know you're dying.
I just don't want to lose the thought.
Don't lose it. That's what a pen and paper's for. A builder didn't even question whether prices were going to go down, whether buyer commissions were going away. They just said they're being uncoupled. Jesse, go ahead.
Here's why they won't. How many times have you had a buyer say, you know what, actually, I don't want to finance those costs. I'm going to go ahead and just use my cash to pay that. Versus, hey, can we actually roll that into the loan?
Always rolled into the loan.
98% of the time, and that's a guess,
they'll
roll it into the loan. That's why this isn't going to affect anything. There's still, even if it does get completely separated and buyers have to figure it out, they will still, in the high 90 percentile, always want to try to roll that into the loan, which means prices won't come down at all.
Guys, this is what we think.
To the seller is going to be the same.
This is what we think is going to happen. All right. So look, as we wrap this up, And we're going to transition and talk about just a couple things here in the local community. We got Jesse Paul here. Literally, that is a beautiful point. It's a beautiful point. You made a beautiful point about why the system always worked.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see, to your point, buyers come back and go, hey, we need our agent to be paid. And so our offer is $450. Oh, and by the way, we want a 2% credit concession to pay our agent.
So that's going to be the hard part. How is this really going to affect sellers? Because it's going to, right now, well, they already could choose to pay zero. That's already been a choice.
Zero was always an option.
Right. However, if a buyer has to make up the difference, are they going to come see your home or are they going to go buy another home?
And I'll leave you with a parting shot. And then we'll talk about St. George Arts Festival and what's going on this spring. On the phone with the seller, before we recorded the thing, and I said we're negotiating commissions, they asked me, well, what do we need to offer outside agents? Because we want all the agents to see our home. St. George Art Festival is 2 minutes. Thank you, Blake, for the heads up. St. George Art Festival, guys, is this weekend. It is going to be so beautiful. It's always so beautiful.
That was next weekend.
Yeah, Jesse.
Oh, this weekend.
Yeah, well, excuse me. Let me say, it's in the coming week, I should say. Thank you. This coming week, March 29th and March 30th. We want you to check that out. And if you're catching this show in Cedar City, come on down to St. George on the 29th and 30th. It's Friday and Saturday. It's always beautiful. Yeah, it's always beautiful. And what's really fun is there's a great band that I love coming to play, the National Parks. How cool is that? The National Parks are coming to town. This is beautiful, guys. St. George Art Festival, again, it's March 29th and 30th in Town Square. Bryanhead Ski Resort guys are going to wrap up. They're telling us they're going to go to May. They've got plenty of snow. I've skied in the last several days. It was great. It was phenomenal coverage. Was it as big as last year? No, but if you look at snowpack, we're at 125%. Beautiful, guys. Visit us. If you want to talk about this, if you want to talk about real estate commissions, if you want to talk about what your home is worth, get a real home equity report, visit us at either GoSt.George.com or
GoCedarCity.com.
Or GoCedarCity.com. Or just Google the Larkin Group, guys. Jeremy Larkin and
Jesse Paul.
Larkin Group, KW Realty. The world is just going to keep running. Hope to see y'all soon. Hope to hear from you. We'd love to chat with you about your real estate questions and needs. Over and out.
All right. Thanks, guys.